From Tidbits on May 24th, 2010, this is Max Roam Offers Micro SIM for European 3G iPad Roaming by Glenn Fleischman. Max Roam has a solution for the ruinously high price of using cellular data on a 3G iPad outside the country in which you've signed up for service. Its Euro iPad Pack is a micro SIM that can be inserted into the 3G iPad and allows flat per megabyte roaming with no expiration across Europe. The MicroSIM ships June 1st, 2010. Japan is so far the only country in which Apple is locking the 3G iPad to a particular carrier. The Max Roam MicroSIM costs 75 euros, about 95 US dollars, initially for both the SIM and 50 megabytes of data. Additional data can be purchased in either 10 megabyte units for 25 euros, $32 US, or 50 megabyte units for 75 euros. The company provides scant information, but it appears that data does not expire at the end of a billing cycle, since you buy data in chunks as you need it. AT&T's 3G iPad international service plans, which work across all of Europe too, cost $24.99 for 20 megabytes, $59.99 for 50 megabytes, $119.99 for 100 megabytes, and $199.99 for 200 megabytes. Data must be used within 30 days or it expires. In other words, like AT&T's unique unlimited 3G service plan in the United States, AT&T's international service plans are far cheaper than this competitive European alternative unless you're worried about data expiration. I haven't yet seen any information about pan-European roaming from European carriers, but I wonder if Max Roam will be competitive there as well. The European Commission's Telecoms Commissioner has been aggressive in enforcing carriers to lower voice, text, and data rates across EU borders. If AT&T can charge $60 for 50 megabytes, I'll be curious to see whether Orange, O2, Vodafone, and others can beat that deal. Of course, all these roaming prices are essentially international highway robbery. Providing data costs the same on a modern cell network, 2G and 3G, whether or not the user is a customer of the carrier or of a roaming partner. The big cost is billing, in which carriers need to settle roaming charges with other carriers, but that should at most add 10 to 20% to the normal cost, which already includes a substantial profit margin. The markup is even more ridiculous for carriers like O2, Orange, and Vodafone that operate networks in multiple countries. Those firms are moving billings around among bank accounts owned by the same multinational parent and have even fewer costs. What drives international roaming prices for voice and 3G data is monopoly control. While countries can do something about pricing among carriers within a nation, there's little regulatory control that forces a European or Asian carrier to give AT&T a good roaming price, nor, if AT&T is paying a far lower cost than it bills, to force AT&T to charge less. Within the EU itself, though, regulators have that power and have pushed through lower prices by force of law and the force of shame. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile on My Mac. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, or Twitter, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Glenn Fleischman, and I cost the same price in every country.